welcome to the podcast. Notice I didn't say the Well That's Good podcast, because this is a new type of show that we're going to have on the podcast called the Sisters and Friends Show. So this is going to be really exciting, where I'm just going to have on girls who are my real life sisters and friends, and we're going to talk about conversations and start conversations about things that we are all going through as sisters, as girls in this big world. And you know, I was just thinking about how so many times in the podcast and Well That's Good, or just in life, I reference and I give the advice, you know, if you're struggling, like, go to a sister, go to a friend, go to your community, go to your mom, go to whoever. And I realize that not everybody has that yet. Maybe not everybody has a sister. They don't have that friend who loves the Lord, who they can go to about stuff. They don't have, you know, maybe a good mentor in their life. And so hopefully we can be a sense of that from afar. Hopefully you can dive into some of our conversations, listen in, and get advice. We're also just going to be goofy, because that's who we are. We're going to have some conversations that might not have any meaning to anything, but hey, isn't that the kind of conversations you have with your friends anyways? I'm so excited. The first two guests I have on are Courtney and Stephanie, which I never call them that. They are Court and Steph, and they are two of my closest sisters and friends. We've been friends and for about 5 years. Yeah. And they not only are my sisters and friends, we work together. We started LO basically together 5 years ago and have built everything that we're doing now. And it's just so fun to do life with y'all. So thanks for being my first guest.
Thanks for having us.
For real.
Honored.
I feel so honored.
This is also kind of funny, too, because basically the whole prep for this podcast is hashtag wing it. So yes. They're like, so what are we going to talk about? I'm like, I have no idea. We're going to wing it.
Yes. Well, also, it's been quite a week for you, so there hasn't been a lot of time to just sit down and be like, oh, what are we actually going to talk about? Whatever. It's been pretty go, go, go this week.
That's true. This is literally my 27th podcast this week. And y'all know this, for perspective, did I not tell you last year when we were scheduling thing, I was like, hey, can you like never book me for like two podcasts a day, because right. more than two, because two feels a little bit overwhelming. And this week I've done 27.
It's like, what, five or six average man. A day?
Yeah, six on average.
My
every
bad.
Day. Yeah, Steph.
My
come
bad.
On, Steph. With that scheduling, what? How did that happen?
Just, you had a lot to say this week, though. The book came out.
The book came out. Woo! I know, that was exciting.
No, that was a good time. That actually was a lot, though. Yeah. I don't know how you do that.
Well, now you're doing it. Now you're on the podcast.
Well, I don't have 29 more to go.
How does it feel to be in the hot seat?
A little nervous.
Yeah. Ooh. Are you nervous?
Maybe. Steph doesn't get nervous.
I don't think I'm nervous. Steph. I would be nervous if this was, like, we were on a stage in front of a bunch of people, maybe.
Yeah.
But not right now, because it's just you guys. And you guys are easy.
What scenario in life would actually make you nervous? I'm actually very interested in this.
Gosh. If I was in charge, like, if I was in charge of something that involved, like, a wild animal or a snake or something,
well,
I would be very
that's
nervous.
That's valid.
Or if I had to get up and, like, give a full, like, message like what you do, that would make me really nervous.
Yeah.
I can get up in front of people and, like, give direction or be like, this is what we're doing. This is the plan. Yeah. This is the thing. Like, because I feel confident in knowing those details.
Yeah.
But what you do actually would make me nervous.
That public speaking is literally the number one fear that people have. So that's valid.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of sharks. So you're scared of snakes. I'm scared of sharks. That's real too. You have very valid fears.
Okay? Thank you.
But Court, you get more nervous about things.
I get nervous about everyday things.
Court's like, I remember you said that book. It's like how to not be like socially awkward or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, Court, that's so cute. Why?
Did
you're
you
not
really
awkward.
Have that book? Yeah, I totally had that book, like, years ago when we first lived together and worked together.
But you're not awkward.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
I would have never thought that about you.
No, I feel like everyday small things can make me really nervous. Like, when I first met Sadie, like, if I would, like, fumble or, like, say something or, like, even around my friends, like, get embarrassed myself, I would, like, get so nervous.
Yeah.
But, like, y'all have really taught me, like, it's okay to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, like, y'all really helped that out. True friends.
Look, that's real, though. And I actually used to be like that. Like, I had so much self-doubt. Like, I'd go through my day, and then I'd just keep being like, oh, that was so stupid. Why'd I say that? Or, like, that did not come out right. Or, what did you... And, like, it really affected even the people around me, because I needed so much affirmation. Like, I was kind of like that when we first became friends and stuff. But even, like, with Christian, sometimes I'll still do it. I'll be like, hey, whenever I said this early on the phone with that person, did that sound weird? And he's like, no. Like, like, just chill, yeah. you know? And I remember, like, so many people speaking over me, like, no more self-doubt. Just, like, stop doubting yourself. But yeah. I actually heard on the podcast a few weeks ago, Ben Stewart, he said that instead of, like, shaming yourself, be curious about yourself. And I've been doing that this week, where, like, I'll say something, and I'll be like, why did I do that? Instead of doing that, I'll be like, why did I say mm-hmm. that? Like, or why am I, like, questioning that? And then normally you can give yourself a rational answer like, oh, I don't know, maybe I was tired, or maybe I was, right. like, nervous for no reason, or whatever, you know? Right. I thought that was good.
It is interesting to, like, take a minute and pause. Because then it's, like, once you do have that realization, like, was I tired, or was I whatever, it does allow you to move on so much faster.
Yeah, true.
But we're so, yeah, that was such good advice that Ben gave, because I think I'm often too afraid to actually just sit in my thoughts and ask myself that question, like, mm-hmm. why didn't yeah. I do that?
Because then you think you're going to be, like, more embarrassed.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Where then you're like, actually, no, I can just deal with it and move on.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, so most of what we do is literally to reach college students. Like, obviously, we want to reach all sisters and friends out there, and, like, whoever's listening, whatever age, like, we want to be your sister and friend. But a lot of what we do, we put this emphasis on the college student, mm-hmm. and a lot of that kind of mm-hmm. came from you, Court. I remember when you first moved to Nashville, we were mm-hmm. roommates, and we were talking about Live Original and what we want to do and accomplish, and you were like, I have this heart for the college student. And so kind of tell us why. Mm-hmm. Like, why did you have this, like, burning heart for college students? Do you even know why?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I feel like it really stemmed from, like, what we're all about is in college, in that season of life, I feel like I didn't have really great sisters and friends. Mm-hmm. I knew a ton of people, like, was always surrounded by people, but yeah. was not actually fully known. Mm. And so I think that really caused, like, a lack of confidence, like, yep. a lack of, like, true identity in who I was, yeah. And really searching that for that in so many other places. And so I think when I think about college students, I'm like, gosh, I wish in college I really had sisters and friends who knew me and accepted me mm-hmm. for who I am.
Right.
And I don't have to change that, you right. know, because this mm-hmm. is how God's made me. And this is what I believe in, yeah. too. And I think that's a really hard time to find that in college.
Right.
Because you're just really yeah. just looking for acceptance yes. so many places.
Oh, my
you know?
Gosh.
But you know what's so weird is it's, like, it's so hard to find that, but it, like, there's so many things set up for you to, like, sororities and, like, sisterhood and all this stuff.
Right.
And, like, you were even in a sorority mm-hmm. and you liked your sorority and all those things. But, like, I love how you said you were around all these people and you might have had this, like, sorority sisterhood, but you didn't feel known by them. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was because of you, you know, not allowing yourself to be known. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that was because of the pressure of being a yeah. college student and, you know, being cool and being likable and staying relevant and doing all the things and maintaining an image. And yeah. that is a hard place to break through all of that mold and just, like, be who you
yes.
are.
Yes. I think it's so many of those reasons, but I'm curious to hear from both of you, why do you think that is? Like, why do you think there are so many opportunities for college girls to get set up to have friends, but, like, they still don't? I mean, you touched yeah. on it a little bit, but, like, because yeah. I'm always, I think everybody has their own reasons to why that is, but I'm always shook by how many messages come in, like, the DMs for LO of, like, mm-hmm. how do you have friends or how do you make friends? You guys talk about being sisters and friends. Like, I don't have any. I feel so lonely. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Like, there are so many great avenues. But what do you think it really is that makes you move from I'm with people, but now I'm fully known by people? Mm-hmm.
Y'all, we all grew up at camp around here. We are camp kids. We love camp, love a good camp game, camp song. All of it is so fun. Summers at camp are definitely awesome. And my kids are too young for camp, so I got to have some other things to entertain them. And KiwiCo is a great way to bring camp right to your door. Some of the fun of camp, at least. KiwiCo delivers some seriously fun learning games for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Every month, kids receive crates packed with projects and items to help them explore science, technology, and art in ways that will capture their attention no matter what their age. So I mentioned our love for camp. My mom actually was the craft director at camp all my life. And so she was always doing new crafts and teaching us crafts and led all the kids in that. And so it really is fun to get to do some crafts with the kids at home, especially with KiwiCo, because they always have an educational element to them for no matter what age your kids are. So even Honey, the little crafts that KiwiCo has sent are great because it's teaching her things
things that I might not necessarily think to teach her at this age, but through a fun way, it helps her. KiwiCo will help you engage your child's natural curiosity and encourage them to be an innovator and creative thinker. They'll learn new skills and new connections and build the confidence that they need to navigate through the world. We have loved watching Honey and Haven grow and learn, and thankfully, KiwiCo has made it so much fun along the journey. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code SadieRob. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code SadieRob. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E .com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
I think it's just you being real. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's you busting past that barrier of like, what will they think of me? What will they know me as? Will they not like me? Will I not be cool? And just being like, hey, I'm Sadie. And like, I'm a human and I'm struggling with this, or I love this. Maybe it's like everyone else is like, I love to go out and I love to party. Yeah. And you're like, I like to just like hang out with my friends and watch Gilmore Girls. Yeah. You know, like break the mold. Like be like, actually, we don't have to do this because I don't like this. This is not even who I am. This is who I am. And normally when you do break the mold and you, you know, stand for your originality or what you believe or just what you like to do, it's amazing how many other people are behind you and are like, me too. Like, I like to do those same things. Yeah, or right. I have been wanting a friend like this. Or like, I actually have been wanting to start a Bible study too, but I've been too scared like who would do it with me. Or I've been wanting to have like Gilmore Girls nights every Tuesday because I just love it. You know, like whatever it is that might seem cheesy or might not seem cool. Like, if you think it's cool, odds are a lot of other people probably do too, you know, and you just have to lead that and own that. And I think like building community, it starts with you, you know, like, I was thinking about this, like, I've been kind of talking about this a lot, about how building is a hard process, and we've been wanting to start our house for so long. We're about to start building, and building is hard, and it takes intentionality, and it has taken us a year to even start building, you know, and I think in the same sense, it's like that with community. It's like, oh, we want friends, we want friends, we want friends, we want to build a house, we want to build a house, we want to build a house, and eventually you just have to start building, you know, and then you have to find the people who can do the job, and so it's the same way, like, once you say, okay, I'm gonna build the house, I'm gonna build this community, this is what I want this to look like, so I'm gonna bring the vision, I'm gonna show up to the, to the spot, I'm gonna, you know, keep showing up day after day, and all of a sudden you look up and you're like, wow, I built a house. Like, wow, I built a community. And it takes you being intentional. It takes you showing up. It takes you casting a vision and just going for it, you know?
Yeah, that's good. I was going to say, too, I think a lot of that is, especially in those college years or when you're like a young adult, early 20s, it's so easy to just follow And I think truly you have to be comfortable just leading. Like you just said, like, yeah, lead hosting someone.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of waiting for someone to come to you yes, so totally. You can follow them, just be the leader. Right. And that does take a little bit of discomfort, or you might get some rejection. And you know what?
You probably will.
You will. Yeah. That's fine. You're going to be fine. So I think just like shifting our mindset, you know, as we're pursuing friendships and as we're pursuing right. community, like no matter what season we're in, like you have to just be the one to do it. Mm-hmm. Like you said.
Good.
And it takes time. Yeah. Too, because it's showing up every single time, being intentional, mm-hmm. but showing up, it takes time to build those things. It's mm-hmm. like a culmination of having shared experiences or going on a trip, or, you know, like when you go on a trip and you come back and you're like, I didn't realize how close we were. Like even our team retreat, it's like those shared experiences True. Help build those friendships, or at least they have for me.
Totally.
But you have to keep showing up to those things. You have to say yes. You have to take the invite yeah. or invite the people on the trip or do that. So
I love how Two Mama yeah. says forced fun is actually fun.
Yes.
And like how, you know, you don't think it's going to be fun when you force it, but actually forced fun is fun. Like if you say like, hey, like we're going to play this game, it might be like, oh, this could kind of crash and burn. But normally it's really fun. Or like when we say like, we're going to go on this trip and, you know, even our team retreat, nobody really like, we had not all hung out at the same time together. There were new mm-hmm. girls coming in. And, like, had potential to be awkward, but it was so yes. fun. And then, like, we've done so many trips, and yeah. sometimes it's like, oh, well, we're really busy, and you're like, should I take the time? But it's like, it's always worth it, you mm-hmm. know? It's always worth it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about your life, because I think that this, because, you know, people see.
I immediately start laughing when you said
I'm thinking about your life.
Which
yeah.
Which part?
I think about your life, and I want you to share your life with everyone. No, I think that this is relatable, though, from a sister and a friend who people could look at you right now, and they don't know your whole resume, but they assume you're killing it because you're sitting here on this podcast, and I just said you pretty much started ELO. You have managed tours. Mm-hmm. You have started this podcast. You have led this podcast. You have done, I'm talking about, well, that's good. I'm talking about the one that is successful and doing really well. You've started all these things, and you live in Nashville. You're successful. Okay. When you were in college, I know your story. It didn't look like the road of success was coming your way. And so, I'm just saying. I'm just being honest.
No, but that's real. It really did not look like my college experience was a joke, honestly. Okay, y'all know this, but my freshman year, I was going to Michigan State University. My freshman year, I skipped so much school. I almost didn't make it into the next semester because I was just there to have a good time. Yeah. Genuinely, I remember the first week of class, I was in my dorm room and I'm like looking at my schedule and I was like, oh, like I have to go to class. Like class is like, school. Oh, people go to class at college. Like I was totally there just to hang. Genuinely had that thought. I know. And I can say that because it's funny now. But, like, my brother went there. So many of my friends from high school went there. And I was just like, the next thing. And I had zero thought about, like, actually where my life was going to go or what God had for me. It was just kind of like, well, this is the next thing I need to do. And my friends had a chart, and they would put stickers next to it if I went to class, like as if I was a toddler.
That's a good sister.
That's a good sister and a friend.
Those friends are like, we got to
keep you on track.
And we got to get
you. So anyway, it was not a great. I was not thriving my first 2 years of school. Took a year off, did a ministry internship, which was really good for me, just to kind of pause. Which some people say don't stop during school because you don't go back, but for me that was what I needed, and I did go back. And during that year I was like, okay, I need to get serious, because I really felt the call to, I wanted to go to Belmont, I wanted to study music business. I had this shift in my heart of like, no, this is what I want to do, and it literally lit a fire under me of like, okay, if this is what I want to do, this is what I feel passionate about, and I need to move in that direction. I don't know how I'm going to get into Belmont. My grades are a joke. But somehow God, I've also said this too. I wrote a letter with my application to Belmont and said, like, dear admissions committee, I know this doesn't look good, but like, I am begging you to please let me in.
Wow.
And I got in. And
convincing letter, Seth.
Yeah.
I wish I could find that letter. It would be really fun to look back at.
Awesome.
Yeah. And, but I took, I was going to Belmont when I finally got there. I took it so serious. Like, I did not skip class. And there's something I think just that switched to me of like, when you feel motivated about where you're going, at least for me, I was like, nothing. I don't want anything to stop me, including
That's
myself.
Good. Yeah.
But yeah, it was not the. That's it didn't so look good. Like something that was going to pan out right for
but
me.
But I love how there was a moment where you fought for yourself. Like, yeah. I think that's so important because I think a lot of people are like, oh man, I'm just like, I'm losing it. This mm-hmm. is not good. Like, I did just come here for the fun. It shows. And it doesn't just have to be in college. It can be any point in life. I'm
right.
just like, man, like, I'm not doing what I want to do. I'm not doing the job I want to do. I'm not owning school like I want to own it.
Right.
I'm not making good grades. I'm not mm-hmm. never going to have the job. And it's like, yeah, you're never going to if you don't try. Like, you're mm-hmm. never going to if you don't work hard for it. And I love how you were like, I got to take ownership of my own life. Like,
right.
no one's going to fight for me but me in this moment.
Right.
And, like, there's something to, like, you know, trusting God that God's going to do what he can only do, but also working hard with, like, what
yes.
you've been given, you know? Because mm-hmm. I think yeah. some of us are just, like, waiting on God to move, and God's like, I'm waiting on you to move.
100%.
I'm moving. I'm here. Like,
right.
you do something. Like,
yes.
that writing the letter, I think, is super inspiring.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'll add to this, too, because looking back, one of the things that I'm really thankful for was – it, I guess in that season, or one of the things I learned, was that showing up when I went to Belmont didn't necessarily mean that I was going to become successful mm-hmm. or that I was going to be promised a great job or mm-hmm. have whatever. But in that season, I just remember being like, I'm in the right spot and giving like everything, like using every ounce of my God-given potential in this moment.
Yep.
And no matter what happens, at least mm-hmm. I can rest knowing that like, okay, I'm at least like being obedient. I'm not like
yeah.
trying to like say
yeah.
I was perfect at that. But I
yeah,
just remember there was like such rest
obedient.
In that to be like, okay, at least I'm in the right spot. And there was so much peace in that mm-hmm. versus like the chaos of before where I was just kind of like squandering my life, to
totally.
Be honest. So
that's
yeah.
so cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so cool too because I know you majored in like music. Business is that
yeah.
right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know that's not necessarily what you're doing. But then about 2 years ago, when we were like, okay, I was like, I want to start LO Worship, and who's gonna do it? And somebody had a major in music business, and you had
yeah.
to like recap, you know. And obviously, it's been a long like 2 year journey of trying
right.
to get LO Worship off the ground. And this
yeah.
year, finally, we're going to do it. Which,
more to come.
Yeah, more to come. But I just
yeah.
think it's cool that, you know, God was really being intentional in every aspect of your life, which
mm-hmm.
is awesome.
Thanks.
You fought for it. It's
Thank
cool.
you. Well, you believed in me, too, when you brought me on the team, so.
And you believed in me when I had just about nothing but a dream. Like, well, here's
yeah.
the plan. I haven't started the plan
yeah.
yet, but here's the mission.
It's wild. It's been the most wild and fun journey.
It has
mm-hmm.
been. It has been crazy. And Court, I mean, your story is so crazy in so many different ways. But I want to talk about you meeting Taylor. Because,
aww.
I mean, so many girls want to hear relationship stories, and it was so sweet, and I think it was just such a random thing, and I think so many people think, like, they stress about finding the person, and I always say, like, I hate how we even say, like, finding the person, because, like,
mm-hmm.
finding makes it seem like we have to, like, go looking, and
mm-hmm.
I don't even know that you would find the person if you were set out to hunt for them, because I don't know that you'd pick the person, you know, like,
yeah.
God,
yeah.
God has to bring that person to you, you know, or God will reveal that that person is the one for you. It's not like you have to go on this search, because
mm-hmm.
I don't know that if I was searching the whole world, like, let me just say first, I think Christian is the hottest person ever and the most amazing, but just even him being where he was in life, he was at a fraternity in Auburn, fully college student, fully doing
mm-hmm.
that, and I was in Nashville fully doing my thing. I wouldn't have thought that was going to be it, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it was, and it was perfect. And so just say that to say, like, we put all this pressure on us
mm-hmm.
when actually, like, God has a good plan,
yeah.
and your story seems so random, like how it happened with the group text, but just tell the story because it's so cool.
Oh my gosh. It was random, but it's not. Like when
exactly.
you look through the lens of like, oh wow, like God was so at work. But when you're in that moment at the time, it does feel random. You're like, what is happening?
Yep.
But yeah, I just feel like it's just so fun to think back because I really would not have met my now husband had I not said yes to Sadie's dream and moved to Nashville and say, okay, let's just do this.
And I'm just going to say, she didn't just like move to Nashville, like the classic, oh, I moved to Nashville because I'm from a small town. She's from a very awesome place in California, like by the ocean, like living a very good life, like Malibu, I'm talking. And she moved to Franklin, Tennessee.
I did.
Really before Franklin was what it is
yeah.
now.
True.
You know, and for something for LO that was not anywhere where it is now.
It was crazy.
It was a leap of faith.
And left a big, like, real person job.
Oh, yeah, like a legit job.
Yeah, real person job.
This is way more fun, though.
So yeah,
it was,
yeah.
It was worth it.
We're just making sure that people know.
No, yeah, they gotta know.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like even before I moved, like, backing up to that season, I was living in LA at the time, and I was so, like, on the search to find my person, and it just wasn't working. Like, I just, dating was just so hard, and I remember hitting this point where I was just over it. I'm like, you know what? I don't need that. And right at that point was also when Sadie had the invitation of, like, hey, like, I'm starting this thing. Like, you should come. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not attached. This is the time of my life I can go do it. And so I was just all in. So meanwhile, as I was preparing to make the move, I was at church with a friend one night. One of those friends you're like, I don't know super well, but it's a friend that I have, so let's hang out. And I was telling her, like, yeah, I think I'm moving to Nashville. You know, I really don't know anyone, but I'm just going to go for it. She's like, oh, well, I know this kid I went to elementary school with. And I'm like,
that's a weird way to start a conversation.
And she's from Tampa, Florida. And we are currently in Los Angeles, California. And she's like, yeah, if there's anyone, like, I can connect you. And I'm sitting here like, that is so random, but okay, I'll take it. Like, I'll take any friend I can get, right?
Which is just, like, honestly, like, okay, like, let's just stop for a second.
Yeah, back
if,
up.
If, like, someone, I, like, if someone was like, oh, I'm moving to West Monroe, like, or I'm moving wherever, I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I had this friend from elementary school that I have to let you meet, yeah, because, like,
that's,
it's
a guy.
Elementary school.
Yeah,
it's not like this person had, like, such significance in my life.
He was cool in fifth grade. He might still be fun.
She spoke highly of him as a fifth grader.
I'm sure he was.
Hasn't seen him in forever. Just, you know, let me send him a Facebook message. Hey, I mean, Facebook. Really connecting the dots there. So I said, sure, that's great. Thank you. I did not do any Facebook stalking. I was like, I don't want to go down that trail. I was like, I'm not. My friends did.
You're
but
more mature
look.
Than I am.
You're very restrained.
And so this girl, she connected us and via text then. So it went off Facebook to text of just like, hey, I want to introduce you to this girl. She's moving. You could be a new friend. So we texted a little bit, and I'm like, this just feels like weird. Like, why don't I just wait till I get there? You know, there's not much we can do. And I did go out to visit. I'm sharing all the details.
I love it.
Okay. I went out to visit and hung out with both of you. And I was supposed to get lunch with this fifth grade friend from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
And y'all said, you're going to Zumba. And I'm like, I don't even like to dance, but I'd rather do that than go meet. Than go
I did not know that.
I remember that Zumba
hang.
So we would have been like, no go if we would have known
that.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
We
not
were
yet.
Just friends.
Just, yeah.
Thanks for choosing.
We didn't know. Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna go for the girlfriends over this, like, random person, you know, whatever. I'm moving eventually. I'll see him then. So I bailed for Zumba.
Wow.
Always a good
place.
Which he knows this, so it's
awesome.
Not a surprise. And then, yes, when I moved, I was just like, I guess I should just reach out to this person. His name's Taylor. And so I just remember texting him saying, hey, like, I just moved. Want to hang out? Like,
yes.
What are you supposed to say to someone, you know?
I know. The fifth grade friend of a friend.
Yeah. Okay. And it truly was the sweetest surprise. I just remember going to lunch after church, most casual thing during the day.
Wasn't it like Taqueria date?
Taqueria, which is so good.
It's really good. I missed that in my life.
So good. And I remember walking in, and I wasn't really nervous, I think just because I had no expectation.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to do this and show up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a good way to go about, like, your friendships and even, like, dates.
Totally.
Like, just show up and be confident in who you are and don't have expectations on it.
Yeah.
Like, just be open-handed.
That's good, Court.
So that's what we did, and we were at lunch for 3 hours.
Oh,
like,
I remember
What are we doing?
I remember staying up some nights, so like, what's Court doing? She's falling in love.
He's interesting.
You
I
were so
that long.
Interested in him, which was, like, so cute because he is such an interesting person. Like,
there's
so much to him, and y'all are the perfect combo. Like, it's so sweet. But I love how you said, like, you know, we're texting him in California, but then you're like, okay, what can we even do? And we're just going to wait it out. And then, like, you came to Nashville and you came to the Zoom, but you didn't rush it into, like, going to lunch. And I think so many girls think, like, you know, I'm going to mess it up. Like, I'm going to miss the opportunity.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're so, like, they put all this pressure on themselves. They're like, what if I mess this up? And so they, like, you know, totally just ditch their friends for the guy, or they start, like, you know, spending all their time messaging and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily bad to message all the time and talk all the time, but it is when it's out of the intention of like, I have to do this because I'm striving like to, you know, lock this in before I mess it up.
Right.
And I just love how you just rested in the fact that like, if it's going to be, it's going to be. And then it was, and now you're married.
It really was.
Like, it's just incredible, but you just like had such an ease to the whole journey. And that will preach.
I mean, you did. I remember when you guys were dating, and I'm like the classic, like, when y'all gonna get engaged? When y'all get, like, and you're like, we're taking our time. Like,
you never rushed.
You didn't. And now I look back and I'm not like, oh, they dated forever. They weren't engaged. Yeah. It was like, what were those extra, like, everyone's like, you have to get engaged at the 1 year mark or whatever. Yeah. But you're like, no, like, we're dating. Like, you really, like, you and Taylor were very steady.
Thanks for saying that. No, truly. And I think I felt that from the first lunch, like, the time that we hung out. I just felt so at ease and comfortable to just be myself. And I think both of us felt that.
Right.
And, you know, we became good friends. And then we started dating. And, yes, I was interested from the beginning. But also open-handed.
You played it cool.
You know what? Either way, how this turns out, like, if we're friends, this is going to be awesome. Because this is going to be a great friend.
Yeah.
If we're more than friends, it's going to be even more awesome.
Yeah.
And that's how it turned out. But there was never, like, a rush, and I feel like that was just so like a gift from the Lord of me going from wanting to have everything figured out before I moved to just being comfortable of like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah,
good. Oh wow, we all need that word. Like, not to rush things, because we try to rush everything, and I think it's because like our world is just going so fast, and you just feel like you have to keep up with the pace of the world.
Yeah,
but there's something just so freeing about stepping out of that fast train that the world's on, just being like, I'm just going to watch that go by, and I'm just going to go enjoy the little scenery, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so nice.
Yes. I want that. Like, in my relationship, I've saw all you guys do that. I really have. Not even before this conversation, like, I've recognized that, and I want to take that into my own future, too, because that was really cool.
How you guys set that up. And it's okay to get excited about things.
Yeah. Oh, there was some giddiness.
Talk about the future.
Yeah, you were.
Like, you meet your person, you're like, oh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
You know, but I think just, trust in the Lord. Like, truly
good.
Trusting his timing.
Yeah.
And that goes beyond dating, too. That goes
That's what
everything.
I was saying. Like, I'm obviously not in the dating season of my life. Very much securely married and have a daughter. But, like, I'm like, that's speaking to me. Like, just the rush of life. Like, just chill and just relax. And you don't have to... You know, you're not going to mess it up. You're not going to mess up God's plan, you know, for your life by taking time. Because, like, actually God's in that time.
Right.
It's just so beautiful. Okay, I was thinking we could finish this podcast by let's share the funniest memory we've had together. And I don't know what that is. So what is the funniest memory that comes to mind? Because honestly, I can think of a million.
Oh, gosh.
We can take our time to think about for a second.
Okay.
We've had a lot of travel and trips together,
yeah.
which are usually some really good memories and bonding moments.
Do y'all know what I'm thinking about right now?
Are you thinking of the first trip that will really embarrass me?
No.
Okay, good.
I was not going to bring that up.
Thank you. Okay, what's the other one?
Oh, I was thinking about the time that we were in Canada together.
I was thinking that too.
Wait, when? I mean, I know when we were in Canada.
We went to Prince Edward Island. I just on our road trip that day.
Oh, are we going to tell the story?
Yeah, you have to.
You have to. You have to. Go ahead. Okay, I'll start it. So, since Steph didn't embarrass me, now I'm embarrassing her. That's terrible. So, Steph, Court, and I have traveled literally, like, all around the world together. And it's been so fun. And we have a lot of really funny memories. And honestly, any one of us could be the point of embarrassment.
Yes,
so this 100%. One just happens to land on you.
I'm going
to
take the fall on this
we'll
one,
We'll take
though.
It next time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I could share mine too, but
we'll save it,
and we'll let you be the moment here.
Thank you.
Okay, so Steph's from Michigan, okay? Like
Northern
I'm not
Michigan.
Saying that everyone from Michigan is like this, but this girl is from Northern Michigan, and she does not like hot weather at all. But I think her problem is she never wears shorts. She never wears t-shirts, tank tops. She always has long sleeves and pants on. Like, she's always dressed for Northern Michigan, even though you've lived in Nashville for 10 years.
Exactly.
Which is a huge part of your problem.
Exactly. I need to actually surrender to the fact that I live in a southern state. Growing up, I don't think I ever wore shorts. It just never got cold.
Because if you start wearing, like...
Or never got hot. Never got
hot. It was very cold. So yeah. So if you start wearing shorts and stuff, you might actually not mind the warm weather. Right. So anyways, she never wore shorts. She never wore t-shirts, stuff like this. So we were literally going to the beach in Canada in Prince Edward's Island. And we're, like, going there. And we're, like, thinking about going and laying out. Because we're, like, yeah, we should just go lay out, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, Steph, you know, come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen your legs. Like, I don't think I've ever, which it came out, like, so funny. And Steph was like, really? I guess you probably haven't, because I never wear shorts. And so she's like, want to see? So we're standing at this beach with, like, all these people out there. And let me just put this into perspective. It's not just, like, a sand beach. It's, like, a red rock beach because it's, like, in Canada. So something about the glare of the sun hitting the red rocks. And Steph hikes her leg up and pulls her pant leg up. And I'm telling you, this is the whitest thing ever. It was translucent.
It was translucent. It was glowing.
Glowing white. It almost looked angelic. It was
white. I have to show a picture
of
that.
The sun beam hitting it at the right angle, like, and we all, we laughed about 30 minutes.
I was like trying not to embarrass her. It's like, obviously, like, it's a confident moment,
it's a vulnerable moment,
ladies. You know, it was a brave moment to show us
ghostly leg,
ghost leg, and me and Court were like, oh my gosh, like, that's a Michigan leg if I've ever seen one.
You just gotta own it. You gotta own your northern leg.
Yeah, instead, I feel like you have shorts now.
I own shorts now. Okay. I actually do.
In a world of spray tans,
be
the girl who has the translucent leg.
That's the takeaway for this episode.
So, well, that's good. Y'all be seeing graphics tomorrow about translucent legs. So, oh my gosh. So, I've loved this. Gosh. This has been so fun. And I hope you guys have loved just sitting in on a chat with some of my sisters and friends. We'll do this more with other sisters and friends. I'm sure Court and Steph will be on this podcast episode, this podcast show a few times. But we have some fun episodes coming, and gosh, this has been fun. Thank you so much for having us.
And we'll bring that story next time.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll save it.
So yeah. If y'all
people
remember,
will want to
then
know it.
You will love that.
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Movie on. Guys. Love y'all. Love you guys.